Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to really start turning your business into a legacy that you could look back on one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes to Irene Gutman and Tom Oss's podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Here's our hosts now.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Ossa. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.
Hey, thanks for tuning in again. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and holiday season. Today it's December 27th, and I'm just getting back into the swing of things. I took it easier the day after Christmas, and you know, my whole philosophy at work with the team is, you know, ease into your weeks, ease into after the holidays start, and ease into your work as the holidays end. So, you know, this is like the work day, and I'm honestly not even sure what the heck I'm going to be talking about, but I wanted to stay consistent with putting out at least one podcast per week. But actually, you know what? That's a good thing to talk about is like, how do you set up your work week? You know, many of us live and die by the calendar. I know that I'm constantly checking it. You know, it's kind of like Tom Coughlin from the New York Giants. It's like, you know, I think he scheduled his bathroom breaks when he was running the Giants and so on. But I mean, hell, he did a good job with them. But yeah, like setting up your week for success. Not too many people talk about this, so I guess I'll talk about it. Like I mentioned just now, I like to set up my weeks where I ease into Monday, Tuesday, you know, ramp up with some things, maybe make some client calls and networking. Wednesdays is actually a killer for me, because that's when a lot of, you know, they call it happy hump day. A lot of the team comes to me with things that are maybe blocking them from finishing their work. And, you know, I have to work with them. Clients will be giving a call. It's a kind of like a the messages from the day before. And also new business orders for various things. You know, remember, we do web design, we do social media. We also do news now, Rockland's News, rocklandshopping.com. So it's a lot. And then Thursdays, I really aim toward outreach and networking and stuff. It seems like a natural break, like, you know, starting to get toward the weekend, if you will. And then Fridays is just follow up, making sure that the things that needed to be done are done. You may have a different setup. You may be in a completely different industry. A good counterexample to this is how retail establishments typically set up their weeks. And if you look at it, I mean, obviously the big rush is on the weekends, because naturally after Friday work hours and then Saturday and Sunday, most Americans are tuned into the idea that, like, you know, it's a little bit more downtime on the weekends. But the retailers that are serving those people that have downtime, they usually set it up so that they're planning their week in advance, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, getting their inventory ready, making sure that their processes are correct. Maybe, you know, in the case of Rock's Kitchen, a new juice drink is being created for release on a Thursday, Friday. But then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, these establishments are basically all go, and that is the priority, and quite frankly, nothing else. It's the logical thing to do. And then Mondays, they take off, sometimes Tuesdays, but definitely, like, you know, Monday is kind of like a wind down, at least one day a week sort of thing. So that's what, you know, your schedule may be completely different. It really depends on the service-based industry, but much like the retail, where there's kind of like an arc to the week, one thing that I would recommend that would hopefully make your work week a little bit more, let's just say, logical, is to balance out the workload. And there's a few ways that you can do this. You can look at your calendar on a weekly basis. And, you know, I color code my different in-house tasks, in-office tasks, and out-of-office tasks. So I color code them. Take a look at your calendar and look where you're devoting your time, especially going into the new year, and figure out how you can reallocate it. Example, great networking group that I've been in for like about 6 or 7 years now, the Rockland Business Exchange. So they do a networking meeting on Wednesdays. If Wednesdays is your networking day, it would make logical sense to perhaps seek out a group that you could just pop into your calendar and do your networking on a Wednesdays, for instance. So, and then you could set up the rest of your week, of course, like, you know, do you want to ease into your week? Are you the type of person that just wants to get right into the most difficult task on Monday morning, just accomplish it? Everybody's different. But what I would encourage you to do is, as you go into the new year, sit down, take a look at your time, and figure out where it can be best used with the energy that you bring to the table. And as a reminder, if you head over to my website, worksmartny.com/30, you get my new book, 30 Days to a Better Brand, for free.